we go. Baby, now I got the flow. Cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day. And show you that I'd win. Your love's of mine. All those times I said that I love you. Your love's of mine. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. Your love's of mine. Even though you knew I'd die for you. Your love's of mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the man. Yeah, it is. Return of the man. Come on. Return of the man. Oh, my God. You know that I'm the man. Here I am. Return of the man. Once again. Return of the man. Top of the world. Return of the man. Watch my phone. You know that I'm the man. Here I go. So I'm back up in the game. Running things to take my swine. Letting all the people
The sun shining on the sun's asses. Another Draymond ejection. And Michael Porter Jr.'s brother's playing days are over. All on an RV living, sports talk radio pleasure giving, Throwback Thursday edition of the program. Let's go, Alex.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness gracious.
Who do you think you are? I am.
What a do, baby. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Man, opening day.
That was Ham Porter, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
It's opening day, Jeff. We got
the whole
crew here. Jazzy makes her Smile High return.
Alex, Jazzy's back.
Alex and Danny Bailey out there. We're expecting a guest here in a short time. New friend of the show, Jeff Gersh. I'm Danny Williams. Happy birthday, George Gersh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Let's go, George.
Hey, it's my birthday. Yay.
Hey, Laney.
I want to sing the anthem.
So I heard JJ and George are hooking up today.
Yeah, let's go.
P-A-R-T-Y. Yeah.
Little laser tag. It's National Laser Tag Day today, too, I was told.
It's a party in my city. Yeah.
A parade.
Sorry.
No, I liked it. You did fine. Happy birthday, George Gersh. 10th birthday today.
Wow.
Big day today. We're so happy. We're so blessed.
Him and JJ are the same age for a month.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. I got him that Jamal Murray last night. I picked him up at Jamal.
Did you? I was looking. I'll show you here. I was searching.
I appreciate you trying. Mooney had the little swipe. He's a season ticket holder, so he gets like 15% off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh,
little
good for you,
swipey. Buddy. Yeah, put that on the back of his chair. He was happy to see that this morning.
Nice. I love that. I'm sure he was very happy.
And then a bunch of $10 bills. He tried to make it rain. He goes, Dad, put it in slow-mo. And then he threw up all the $10 bills, and they all were lumped together, and they just went smack.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That is badass.
So he's 10 now. I got a 10-year-old.
Sweet.
I think we're all pretty proud of ourselves. We made it.
Good for you, bud. Yeah, George is a good kid.
Good for you, bud.
Thanks.
Looking forward to seeing
He's
that.
He's a good friend.
Wild dude later on today. Okay, so lots to get into. The Suns.
Ugh, they're kind of good. I try to tell you
guys.
You guys are dumb idiots.
No, they're not. You know, they're playing meaningful basketball right now because they're trying to not play in.
Well, you tell me what you saw last. What did you see last night, Alex? Just too many young guys out there shooting bad threes? That's kind of what I saw. I saw no Jamal.
Got killed on the rebounds. No Jamal.
Yeah.
I think they went 10 of 40 from three. And Kevin Durant was doing Kevin Durant things.
Yeah,
but that's like a vintage performance. He can't do that night in and night out.
Dude, Bradley Beal's a bucket. Devin Booker's a bucket. And Kevin Durant's a bucket.
And the role guys are really good, too, I thought. Like Royce O'Neal.
Royce O'Neal's sharp.
Yeah, but listen, guys.
Who's the one guy? Eubanks?
Eubanks, yeah.
Jamal goes.
You're an Eubanks.
Thank you. Jamal goes toe-to-toe with Durant in a game like that. They couldn't really score the ball. They were missing that little mid-range kind of game that Jamal's going to get you, you know, 6 or 8 points there, and then he's going to hit a couple of those threes and break the ice for everybody. That we missed Jamal last night. And the Suns played a heck of a damn good game. Durant goes 30. Booker 17-9. Bill 10-7. Eric Gordon gives you 10 points. You got
Grayson
nine.
Allen's
you
nice.
Got Young, who's Thaddeus?
Yeah.
Thaddeus Young gave him 10 boards. And then Royce O'Neal is a nice little player, too.
So what are you saying? Are they good or are they bad?
No, they can't do that on a night-in, night-out basis.
They did it in Denver on national television for all the world to see.
That's not a real team.
The one with Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker is not a real team with Nick Nurse as the head coach. Are you sure you're feeling all right this morning?
Vogel. I just don't think that they're all that. They got no bench.
Is it Vogel?
Yeah.
Oh, where's Nurse at? Philly. Oh, Philly, got it.
Nick and Durant.
My bad there.
Vogel. Yeah, same guy.
Oh, Vogel, in that case, I'm out. Count me out.
Yeah, they missed a ton of threes. Jokic goes, one shy of a triple-double. How many career one-digit short triple-doubles does he have? Where he's like one rebounder, one assist short.
Yeah, Sombor
did
double.
Did we do that? The Sombor double?
I think they do.
Do we have numbers for that somewhere?
They take care of that. How would we find altitude. That? Altitude gives you some of that.
The internet.
Yeah, but I don't. You'd probably want
to. I guess we'll never know.
You probably should have ran that through our show prep meeting, and we would easily could have gotten that stats.
Jeff just kicked me under the table. We didn't rehearse that. the Nuggets just kind of have one of those games, a clunker, and that's it. Vintage Durant does his thing, 30-13. He had one of the greatest players in the history of the game, right?
Yes, I know this.
Be one of the greatest players in the history of the game last night. But he can't do that. He's like Lightning McQueen, bro. Reminds me of Cars 3. When Lightning McQueen is kind of still can do it, but he can't do it at the highest level all the time consistent against the Jackson Storms of the world anymore. There's no way.
Man.
Listen, Jackson Storm.
It makes so much more sense when you put it that way.
Is just holding his line at just an optimal, an optimal rate that the cars of the past, like Lightning McQueen, can't duplicate. There's no hope.
Kevin Durant is Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, he sure is.
In Cars 3.
Yeah. He's a great one. Don't get me wrong. He's a really good one.
So who's Cruz de la Rocha?
Oh, Cruz is... Cruz Ramirez?
Yeah.
Who's a young up-and-comer who's like next Durant?
Is that Shea?
Probably Wimby.
Yeah, right.
Probably Wimbayama.
Wimbayama.
Yeah, right.
They won without him. That's hilarious.
What's your problem with Wimbayama?
Yeah, do you like Chet? You like Chet, huh? Because
I don't like
guy.
Chet either.
He's from Minnesota.
I don't like either of them. I don't like guys that look like that or built like that. Like you guys can have them.
That's what a 7-foot human being looks like.
They got those Beavis and Butthead legs. I'm not into it. I'm out. You guys can have them. I want a big, thick. I'll take Benedict Mathurin, and you guys can have Beavis, and you can have Butthead.
The great Cornholio. You need PP for my bunghole.
Oh man! You guys can have him. Plus, he's French. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
A big, skinny French guy gets you guys all excited because he's 15, got a bunch of blocks.
Hey, 15-3. Since the All-Star break, Alex, 15-3?
Yeah.
I can live with that.
That's not so bad.
Hey, I think I can live with
that. Thunder lost last night, too. Thank you, Rockets. So
I wish two of the three losses
are you
going to
get on the Thunder
for
losing to the Rockets, who are one of the worst teams in the league?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't hear dogging the Thunder out.
The Thunder, they're young. We all know that.
Leave the Nuggets alone. You're lucky they even perform for you, bastards.
But Alex thinks I have motives that Chet's a Minnesota guy, and so I love that.
I believe that.
He went to Minnehaha Academy.
Listen, Alex. Well,
and he's on a good team.
I'm not really into Chet either. So
Alex knows us.
Hey, I'm not into
better
dudes.
Better than anybody knows us.
I'm not into dudes.
He's seen us naked, for crying out loud.
Per se. But if I was into
That's
dudes,
not true.
I wouldn't be into dudes like Wemby and Chet and Beavis and Butthead. I'll show you Wemby's legs, and then I'll show you Beavis's legs.
No, I know what Beavis's legs look like.
There's no even knees, even.
Well,
anyway.
Let's go to break. On time. As usual. 303-831. You're good. 1340, the hotline, as well as the text line. Stream us or watch us at milehighsports.com. Let's see. Twitter app, Twitch, lots of ways to get involved. 98.
Leave Benny alone.
Do you have Twitter?
Please. Hold on.
Sorry.
And then he
what
says,
"You're lucky she even performed for you bastards." Yeah, 98.1 FM, 107.5 HD3. Lots of ways to take in the show. We want to hear from you guys. We left some guys hanging on the hotline, I think, yesterday. Hey, that's my bad. That one's on me. But I got my mind. My body is here at the radio studio. My physical body. But my mind is at the Great Wolf Lodge. I can't get... Once you experience it, we just are trying to get back. So the kids have half day today. JJ's going with George. I'm kind of open the rest of the weekend.
Are you thinking about making it happen, Cap'n?
If you can go 24-hour full experience at Great Wolf Lodge, it is just so worth it for the fam. You can get in there early and swim all day, even if your room's not ready. So I want to do that. I mean, it's like we got that unlimited pass, that adventure pass. So you can do all the putt-putt, all this stuff you want. And it was just like a lot of fun. Shields. I love going to Shields.
Oh, don't say my favorite word.
Oh, my God. Shields is so good. But anyways, Great Wolf Lodge, if you have nothing to do going on this weekend, I suggest you go take that. You know, we don't have to deal with them. Like, I'm just telling you, it was awesome. It's right here in Colorado Springs. Don't wait till, like, you're in California to go to the one down the street from Disney. Just go to this one, like, this weekend. All right? All right. 303-831.
Is that in the Springs?
Yeah, it's in the Springs, bro. Close. That was, we can get there 40 minutes. Back in the day when we were like, man, yeah. The family, we're thinking about going to those outlets in Castle Rock this weekend. Yeah, it's going to be a big day. Now it's like, you know, boom, Monument Springs, it's right there. And that little area right there has everything. Theaters, all that kind of In-N-Out, Whataburger. Shoot.
Man, are you talking my language? Shields and In-N-Out?
Yeah.
And Great Wolf Lodge?
Yes.
Let's do it tomorrow.
I'm down. George,
even if the
it.
Kids don't come, let's just me and you just go hit those water slides. Just hit that putt-putt laser.
Okay, I'll laser tag with you, but no sword fighting, all right?
Fine.
Danny Williams, Jeff Gersh, Alex Becker, Jazzy, our guest coming up next, 303-831-1340. The hotline as well as the text line. Get in and we'll make sure we get you. We're going to go set up our, make our world debut new friend of the show. We've talked about them. I don't know if it's just them or just her. We'll see. And we'll be back on
the other side.
It's Smiley Sports.
She wants to see me cry. I want to die. It's not unusual. You want to go out at any time.
Danny King.
I thought all Diddy stuff was banned for a minute. No? We're going Danny Kane right away?
Dang.
Ooh, Alex, you are rebellion. He's just being rebellion.
He's just being rebellion. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little rebellion.
303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. We have a guest. Jamie, do not be nervous. Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? We're good. We're going to introduce you to our, you know, our listenership here. We've been talking about you lately, behind your back. Not bad things. You were out of town. We've been talking about the Coleman Group, you and Kai. Kai Coleman, where is Kai today?
Kai has family issues going on.
So Kai's got some family issues. Okay, wait till I've only Zoomed with him or Skyped with him.
Yeah.
Jeff, but when you see this beefcake of a man, this is everything that you know. Shoot, we're not into dudes. Per se. This beefcake guy, man, he's a heck of a guy. Okay, so what is the Coleman Group, Jamie?
So we are a real estate agent here in Denver, Colorado. We service all the areas from Pueblo clear up to Wellington.
Yeah.
And we do all kinds of different services. We take really, really great care of our clients.
Yeah.
And I go above and beyond.
Okay. We kind of met on accident, and now we kind of created a partnership here. We have had, like, Sean Sedita, Platte River Mortgage, on forever. Jeff has a relationship with a dude around town, Pfeiffer. He does it like a thing, okay?
Oh, yeah.
No big deal. But we've been looking for a partnership with someone like you guys, and I think you and Kai are a bit of a match made in heaven. For one, you guys seem like a bunch of classy individuals who, if I was trying to find a house or buy a house, you're not going to try to push me into something somewhere that I don't really want to be in. And that's just like initial conversation stuff, which is everything.
Yeah.
Especially in what we do. You hear us, you like us, or you don't. Maybe we're a little too strong for you. Maybe we're not a little this. Maybe we don't, you know. So that's a bit of a joke. Is 1%. Man, you guys are aggressive. That's funny. Like, he's like a soft guy. He's like soft, like a modern soft guy. He's like, yeah, you guys, that's a little aggressive. But yeah, I think that's kind of everything when you're dealing with a real estate agent. Okay. We have like Alex, there's a young stallion.
Yep.
Eventually he's going to want to like buy a condo or a house or something like that. So you're like, go with the realtor relative who sells one or two houses a year. And yeah, he's got his license and, you know, well, he sold what's his name's house for him. You know what I mean? And do you go with that guy or do you go with like a professional who's done it hundreds and hundreds of times like you guys? What is the difference there for someone who thinks, yeah, but he's only going to charge me this? Won't you make so much money back for those people that the guy just can't do, who's the one or two time a year guy?
Well, I think the difference between with me and Kai is that we're not going to sell you a house just to sell you a house. We want to find the right house for you. We want to put equity into your pocket. We have prided ourselves on most of our client base right now is repeat and referral clients. I closed 2 closings yesterday, and it was literally the 7th deal with one, and it was the mom and dad, so it was basically 9 deals off one client. And they trust us. We are very honest. We're upfront. If I see something, I'm not going to sell you a house. I actually tell my clients, please don't make me sell you this house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's not do this. How about?
Yeah.
I like how
yeah.
you come rolling in here with the Nuggets gear on, right. the Let's Nuggets go. Hat. Right. It gives me That's a feeling right. that you know this That's town.
Right. She's a Sporto.
Front yep. to back. Did you grow up here in the?
Born and raised.
Born and raised. What high school?
Went to Bear Creek.
Bear Creek. Okay. Yeah. I always like to ask what
go
high
Bears.
School.
I went to Kennedy. We're
the
rivals.
Rival. Yeah, right
we
there.
We are, yeah. It yep. was funny how we met. It was just like...
You rich kid punks yeah. over there on the other yeah. side of Wadsworth.
They had cul-de-sacs and you had like straight streets with alleys and stuff.
We had like apartments and like, you know...
And now look at him now. He's got a cul-de-sac in Douglas County.
We moved from the cul-de-sac. I wish I was in Westgate, my cul-de-sac still. I wish JJ was going, you know, going to Westgate Elementary instead of All Souls, yeah. to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's great over there.
Good.
Yeah, yeah it is. Okay, so... just thanks for, you know, coming in, being a part of the show. We're just trying to get people to know you guys a little bit, be comfortable with you guys. And then if they need you guys, give you a call. So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, how do you just find a realtor, like a mortgage person? Like, you know, here, just you just use the mortgage guy that the realtor kind of gives you. It's like there's better ways to do it with just a little more education. And it
Absolutely.
Starts with conversations and things like that with you guys, which is kind of how we started talking, but that's it. So
yeah.
Did you see the Nuggets last night?
Yes.
What do we think? Jeff,
I was there. Alex was there.
Jeff's trying to make more out of the
loss. I think the Suns are good. No, I just think the Suns are good.
The Suns came out and played big time ball yeah. against a big time opponent. That does say something for them when the playoffs roll around,
yep.
but you got to get to the Western Conference Finals. You got to get to the second round at least to maybe have a chance to face the Nuggets. I don't know if they're better than Golden State or the Lakers or the Mavericks, let alone more upper echelon Western Conference teams, right?
Yeah, right.
Think that?
Yeah. I think we were due. I mean, you can't win every single game.
Yeah.
They are yeah, a Jeff. Different they're a different team without Jamal, that's
100%.
For sure.
Well, again, he's
I mean, when you're without Jamal against the Grizzlies that don't have Ja, that's fine. Go yeah. ahead, let the rookies run.
Yeah.
But without Jamal on a primetime game against that's a quality opponent. I don't know what you want to say there, but they're a much different team, and that pick and roll game is hard to replicate with someone other than Jamal.
Yeah.
Were you at the parade? Did you go make your way to the parade?
Of course I went to the parade. Yes.
Where were you awesome. Posted up at?
Oh my gosh, I think we were on 16th.
You know good real estate. So where did you pick?
Yeah, we were on 16th. We were right in front. I mean, it was awesome. It was
That is
I mean,
good real estate.
Were,
right.
I
knew you knew.
Nuggets are it's so funny cuz my grandma
You know that
God
spot?
Bless her,
that yeah. spot you were at? Good bones.
Right.
That spot has good bones.
I would have sold it.
Meticulously maintained.
Yeah.
Do you like to use that in your yeah. MLS listings?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
No, That what's that
meticulously you maintained.
Give me a couple funny phrases.
That means that yeah. they boasts. Haven't done any work on it yet.
Yeah, a $400,000 house. It boasts lots of things.
There we go. Yeah.
Charming is always a fun one.
Yeah. yeah.
Curb appeal, great word.
Blank canvas.
Right. What else? Yeah. Good bones. You love that one.
Right. Love great bones.
Yeah.
First time home buyer.
Yeah.
Great beginner house.
Okay, so we'll do this again.
Or seventh time home
you
buyer.
Can...
like you closed yesterday.
Yes.
Tell the people about Kai a little bit. What's your guys' relationship and your partnership? Who is this?
I have known this guy for about 7 years. Okay. He is the life of the party. Everybody mm-hmm. loves him. He works like I do. He goes above and beyond, and whatever we need to do for the clients, we will. Mm-hmm. And so we just play off each other. He tells me I'm the boss, and I know who's the boss. So it's Tony a partnership. So
Angela, yeah. Do you tell Jonathan and Mona's to get down here and tell Angela?
Tell Jonathan to quit putting his makeup on.
Samantha, tell Jonathan to come out of that closet right now and tell Mona to quit being so mean.
Mona. Yeah. Yes.
I hit them all. Samantha, hey, Mona, hey, Jonathan,
hey, hold on.
And Angela.
Mona? Wood! Sorry, it's a thing. Wood. Yeah.
It's a Kennedy thing. You just wouldn't understand. I wouldn't either.
Okay, so if someone was to want to kind of reach out to you guys, yep. the Coleman Group,
yeah,
you can find.
Yep.
We can find you guys super easy by just like searching the Coleman Group,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, hop online. We're there. You'll see our reviews. We're with Coldwell Banker.
Yeah.
And yeah, you'll find us everywhere.
And Kai is K-A-I.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it.
And then on Twitter, it's Kai L. Coleman on okay. the X.
Okay.
X.
Okay, so yeah, I'm liking it. Hopefully, tell me about the market a little bit, and then we'll set up a breaker, come back, and we'll do kind of one more
market's
segment.
Market's good.
Like, what does that mean yeah. for a buyer, for a seller, for everybody?
It's kind of fun for a realtor too. They get back to bargaining a little
good.
Bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. We're seeing multiple offers in certain areas, so I think if it's priced correctly, priced right, you're gonna move it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you have a good real estate agent to tell you where they should price it at. It's hard. So hard.
And you're helping with condos, townhomes, just the same, right?
Everything. We do commercial.
Little acreage. You go out and do some acreage
we
out.
We do everything.
If they want something in Elbert County, you're going to work your way out there and show them a little
Calhoun,
40?
Calhoun, you know.
Listen to you, Calhoun.
Yeah, Calhoun.
What about Timnath?
Praised it.
Timnath, yes. We will Praised go there. It. Yeah.
We will go there, yes.
We will go there.
Yeah. Okay,
we never
cool.
say no, so.
Yeah, okay, yeah. cool. Well, let's set up a break here. 303-831-1340, the hotline as well as the text line. We appreciate you guys being with us. Introduce you to Jamie and Kai and, you know, the Coleman Group. Caldwell Banker. Sweet.
Yeah.
You guys do a good job. I've seen your signs.
Yeah, we're here. Everywhere.
Okay.
You guys keep it real when it comes to real estate.
Man.
Keeping it real estate.
Yeah. It's no slogans. Just great real estate. See, we even...
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
All right.
We just wrote that right now. We've never said that before.
Danny, Jeff, we got Jamie from the Coleman Group here. She's going to sell your house for you or find you a new house. Alex and Jazzy's back there. We got the whole crew. It's the A-Team on a Throwback Thursday edition of the program. I can live with this Nuggets loss because the fashion, the style that it happened in. They're without Jamal. You can live without Jamal for a while, but you can't really survive without him. He would have been a difference, I think, in that game. And that's it. Give it up for the Suns, I guess. You know?
I don't really like the Suns. I don't like them at all.
I like those white jerseys are kind
of
sweet. That they
unlikable
have.
Dudes. I mean, if you name Durant,
oh, yeah.
unlikable.
Booker is super unlikable. Grayson Allen?
Nurkic?
Grayson, yeah. Oh, man, that's like the super unlikable team.
They're villains.
Yeah, jerk faces.
They're like the LIV golfers
of the
NBA.
Like the LIV golfers is the best tour, the most talented tour.
Back, no.
Danny, Jeff, Jamie.
It's like in Cars 3.
Yeah.
Danny loves a good Cars.
Alex and Jazzy back on the other side. It's Mally Sports. Let it sit on your face. She might kill you in the morning at 2:14. Doing the K-pop like she from New Orleans. It's been a while, more than 10 years past. When you close your eyes, you can still see a stash. My mama used to dance. It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. We are back in. It is a Throwback Thursday edition of the program. Hanging out. We got Jamie from the Coleman Group. What is your last name, Jamie, again?
Bernal.
That's what I'd say. It one more time.
Bernal.
You into country music, Bernal?
I'm into everything, but yes, I do like country.
What's the last concert you've been to?
So I'm going to Morgan Wallen coming up.
Ooh.
Super excited about that one.
It's my favorite artist.
Wow.
Kane Brown would be my last concert. He was, oh my God, he's amazing.
He's the best?
He's so good.
What's his best song?
As If.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you like telling Jeff like As If or
as F.
Is that the name of it?
Okay. I was just asking. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Okay, so Jamie, thanks for hanging out with us. Hang out one more segment. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we are just kind of talking a little bit about the.
He's not talking too much, is he, Danny?
Never.
It's opening day. Do you go to a lot of Rockies games? You know, historically, opening day is a very big deal. Even around here, it's kind of like the one day you can kind of celebrate before. And the Rockies usually are fast starters. But yeah, you know, people kind of turn out for opening day here. Are you one of those people who used to party downtown?
I don't. I love just going to the Rockies game typically normal to go watch baseball. I was born and raised on baseball, so no, I don't do the open day thing. It's just crazy.
It is pretty chaotic. Yeah.
We've set up, you know, radio stuff a million times down there. You kind of get lucky with weather and things like that. But there's something too. There's a charm about opening day kind of downtown. On a sunny day when it's like kind of still cold, but it's, you know, you can feel that spring coming around the corner. And then, you know, the ballpark's great, but I just keep thinking, I'm never one of those, like, we don't go to the games so then the Rockies will sell the team or something like that.
Please. Because
I know, but, like, I'm just starting to realize if they're going to be the 13th or 14th highest attended team in baseball, which is great, that's like, that is a winning formula. They got it. And by just kind of churning out. But you know what? They haven't lost as bad as they lost last year, almost ever. And if they lose like that again this year and next year, they are going to sink a little bit. And no matter how beautiful the ballpark is, and if you can get in for, you know, $4 on a weeknight with kids and stuff like that, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you don't go support the team because I have kids and we love going to the games. But how are things ever changed if we don't, you know?
Who, do you got a favorite Rocky? You said you love baseball. Do you got a favorite Rocky of all time?
Charlie Blackman?
It's got to be Helton.
Todd Helton?
Oh, yeah. By far.
The Todd father?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a sweet player. When you found out he was going into the Hall of Fame, did you, in a moment in your mind, did you say, I'd like to go see that at Cooperstown, see that
Absolutely.
Hall of Fame induction?
Like, who wouldn't? I mean.
I'm trying to think about getting my son. Today's his 10th birthday today. And we're going to give him his 10-year-old birthday trip. It's his dad and dude.
Yep.
We're going out anywhere that we kind of decide, and we're going to narrow it down. I'm trying my best because my guy Maurer's on that same ballot. I could go see Maurer and Helton get inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm
to the induction?
Yes.
Can you make more of the Cooperstown? Like,
yeah, well, you do the
How
thing.
How far are you from, like, the city to go?
You're closer to Buffalo, I think, and, like, Cleveland than you are to the
You
city.
Are, really?
I think
if
so.
You can make it like a Western where you New go York. Catch an Indians game and then do the next day on a –
Yeah.
Cooperstown, that'd be a pretty sweet trip if you can catch a game in it.
Dads and dudes.
Always got to catch a game when a dad's and dudes trip.
How about Broncos? You get down on the orange and blue?
I love the Broncos. I'm a diehard Broncos fan.
It hurts, right?
It's
a weird feeling.
It's going to be painful this year.
Who's your favorite Broncos named last name Jackson? Is it Tom Jackson, Tombstone Jackson, Mark Jackson?
Is it true you used to date our former co-host Mark Jackson in the 80s?
No, I never dated him. No.
Just a rumor?
No, I knew. Who didn't know Vance Johnson and, you know, the Three Amigos? Well,
everyone knew Vance.
Back in the day. Like,
hey,
you
definitely
know?
Ladies knew Vance. But
yeah.
Mark was you know,
yeah.
He was a stud himself in his own right.
Yeah.
Mark
He's our guy.
So great.
He's our guy.
Mark, I think Jamie was one of the girls when Mark would come in. We did, you know, the show with Mark for a couple of years. About every 2 or 3 months, he'd come and he'd go, Danny, Jeff, I just met the girl I'm going to marry.
I just met the one.
I just met the girl of my dream.
Yeah.
That wasn't you?
No.
From remember the Gold Rush back in the day?
No.
Okay.
Do you got a dog in the fight in the Rocky Mountain Showdown? CU, CSU. You got an allegiance?
Kid's a graduate from CU. Got to go Sco Buffs.
Oh, is that a son, daughter?
Hey. Son. Uh-huh. That's right.
Nice.
All the time.
So this Coach Prime stuff must be getting all fired up.
It's the best.
Prime's amazing. If they don't hate you, then you're not doing anything right.
Yeah, that's right.
Period.
Right. Me and JJ, my son, went to TCU to see that first game last year. Woo! Wait, that was something. That's one we'll never forget.
Did you help Shiloh and Shadur buy that house for Coach Prime?
No. I would love to have seen it, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
He's like, man, y'all love me so much. Bucky, you staying here.
And is it true
you staying with me?
You just sold Russell's house.
Yes. For like a $3 million loss.
Really? Did he take a $3 million loss on it?
$3 million hit, yeah.
It's the most expensive house ever sold in Denver, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. It was. Yeah. I think it was when he bought it.
Yeah.
And then he took a $3 million hit, and it was again when he sold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is brutal.
I was so excited when they were bringing Russell in. I had actually said like 3-4 years ago, I was like, you know, it'd be super cool is if we had, you know, Russell come in. And And when he was signed, I was so excited, and I don't know what happened.
Leader like Kai Coleman on your team, good things will happen. But when you got a Nathaniel Hackett who don't know nothing, and you got a know-it-all like Sean Payton,
it's hard to get to the playoffs. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the coaches.
Right. What, you don't like Payton?
No.
His antics aren't for you?
He's old school. He's falling out of favor pretty quick. You know, it's like the Miami coach. He graduated from Eagle Crest. He's a Raptor.
Yeah.
You know, he's young. He's fresh. Great. He's got great ideas.
They could have got him.
Yeah.
They didn't even interview McDaniel, did they?
Yeah.
JJ's Slammers baseball team, there's a boy named Finn on the team. His dad, last name Barry, is the offensive line coach for the Dolphins. So he's been around lately at practices and stuff. So I was talking to him yesterday about, like, Tua. I was like, I can't remember a player more left for dead than Tua. Like, just 99 out of 100 football people just buried Tua. And his comeback has been a beautiful one. He was just telling me about, like, some other connections on the staff other than him and Mike McDaniel that the Dolphins have, you know, two or three other guys with Colorado ties. So, Barry. Anyways,
What's the hottest spot in the metro area right now? Is there an up-and-coming spot, or is there
a hot spot? Edgewater?
It's always Edgewater.
It's always Edgewater.
Highlands Ranch will always move. It doesn't matter what kind of house you have.
America's County? Is that Douglas County?
Love Ducko.
Beautiful county.
Pristine.
Love that county. My favorite county in Colorado. Now, we're right there. It's, you know, the beautiful thing about Highlands Ranch is it is like, you don't go, there's like, the curbs aren't full of trash. It's beautiful. Like, even the smaller kind of neighborhoods, Highlands Ranch is immaculate always. Man. Yeah. They do a great. The parks are great. The rec centers are freaking sweet. All that.
Easy access.
I'm not, you know, I like being in the city. Okay. Yeah. But if Highlands Ranch has been pretty good to us.
Yeah.
All right. We have like 2 minutes left. Anything you want to mention other than just telling the people, you know, Sean always says, and I just kind of tell people that it just always just starts with a conversation. Where are you at? What's your plan? What are you doing now? What are you looking to do? Let's kind of start here instead of, well, I got to be out here. My lease is up pretty quick or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm up against it. You know, people have relatives that die and you got to clean houses out and sell houses. That stuff does happen every single day. But for someone who might have a little bit, you know, time and can get out in front of it a little bit, you would just tell them to call you guys and just kind of start a conversation, right? That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what are your plans? What are your goals? You know, if it doesn't make sense, you know, if your rent's super cheap, you know, we'll be honest and tell you, like, hey, maybe you should just stay there. Like,
for a little longer, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, most of our clients walk away with equity once they sell. They're upgrading that you can rent out and then take that equity in your property, go buy another house. You know, that's how people...
Yeah, what about like a rental condo thing?
Yeah.
Is that...
Absolutely.
Rentals I'm thinking about buying a quadplex and then like renting three of them and then having my parents live in one, you know?
You can go FHA with that.
See? Yep. You're good today.
Yeah.
Right. So not just for the first time home buyer, but for the investor as well.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yep. Greatest investment you can make for yourself.
Okay. So Jamie and Kai with the Coleman Group, they're super easy to find. They have a phone number. I'll give you the phone number. Giving phone numbers, I was kind of old school, and we'll do it. We could do it. I don't mind doing it at all, but go to their website and you could see what they're all about and the reviews and all that kind of stuff. But 855-611-2BUY. So it's 855-611-2289. And you can always go back and listen to the show later if you're like, what was that? Just go to the website. They're on Facebook. They're all over the place. So go do that kind of stuff. Jamie, thanks. We really appreciate it.
Wow, Jamie. Great.
Hey,
let's get you guys back.
Great first game.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I like it.
Great first game. She went 2 for 3.
Rookie coming out
scored
hot.
Scored a run. Scored a run. And that's it. Let's get Kai in here. Would like to, you know, meet him in person and maybe go grab a lunch. And that's it. So welcome to kind of Mile High Sports and, you know, vice versa. We'll do a really good job for you guys. And,
thank you.
You know, our listeners literally, you know, we they love us.
We're a family.
And we kind of love them right back. So if you're in need, if you don't have that realtor, if you're a realtor, kind of like our old, you know, legend Bob Kelly aged out, he's aging out of the game. Who are you going to work with? You know, family member who does the twice a year. Now you need a total pro. You need a total pro, and you're going to make all that money back with, oh, well, it's got this mud jack right here. It's gonna, you know, I'm going to, yeah, I got a $7,500 credit, you know, in addition to the house we just bought. That's, you're doing that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
All right.
Also mention you heard it on the Smile High Morning Show, My High Sports. Tell them we sent you.
Okay. Yeah. Alex, play some of Jamie's favorite music here. Let's see.
As F.
No. not P. Diddy.
Yeah. Anything other than anything from the Bad Boy label right now?
Yeah, we can't do P. Diddley right now.
And probably no R. Kelly either while you're at it. But that's pretty much half of our catalog. Shoot.
I love R. Kelly. Yeah. Maybe we can play Step in the Name of Love.
Okay, let me see here. We used to chase that tail. Oh, yeah, that's the one right there. Okay, so Jamie and Kai Coleman, Coleman Group. Thanks, we appreciate it. Let's get you back in here ASAP. And people need your guys' services. Like a lawyer, like a doctor, like our great dentist, all these guys. Where are you going to find a realtor? Well, hey, got one right here.
We got one for you.
All right, we appreciate you guys.
Thank
back
you
on
so
the
much.
Side. It's Mally Sports.
Ooh, like a shot of whiskey. Burning, going down, chasing you like those goodbye tales. Baby, set me free, promise misery, and I can take it no more.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, this is it. This is the one.
Nothing's been the same.
This is
don't know what I'm living for.
NSYNC?
No.
Backstreet?
No, it's not one of them.
98 Degrees.
It's not one of them.
What?
There's not one.
Wow.
Until you're back in.
I missed
letters.
Many
is it letters? Is it just letters in the...
Yeah.
Just letters. Just letters.
All caps.
Damn.
NKOTB.
No. Shoot.
Is there a number in there too?
It's like...
just letters. No
it's not
numbers.
All 4-1 or something.
Just tell me.
BB Mac.
Oh, that makes me so angry.
This song sucks.
I was telling Jazzy, remember it's when really we did good. The Now?
Yeah.
All the Now volumes?
Oh, my God.
That was one of my best ideas
she's
ever.
Like, what's that? Because she's young.
She knew what it was.
Oh.
Didn't well, know.
She's like, yeah, my dad has those CDs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
BB Mac was a big one back in the day.
Are you kidding me? Bet your sweet ass. Okay. We got like a full segment here. I'd like to get Jazzy on the microphone real quick.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yep. Yo.
Yo, dude.
Yo, dude. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in and hanging out again. You're showing a lot of guts, kid. You're showing you're willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, become a household name, become the next, I said I like Hannah Storm the best, I think.
The next Katie Wingy.
The next Katie Wingy. Okay, let me ask you this a little more specifically. Say you have the opportunity out of college, you know, you're doing some stuff at the college for the newspaper and, you know, for some of the video stuff for the teams. You have a chance to, say you have a chance to come back home and intern with the Nuggets or the Broncos or one of the teams around here. What team would you pick?
The Nuggets or the Avalanche.
Ooh.
Ooh, I didn't see that Avs coming.
No, I didn't see that Avs coming as well. How come?
Well, I love basketball.
Yeah.
I also love hockey, and they're both really good.
Okay.
Can you skate?
No.
You cannot skate?
No.
Can you rollerblade?
Sometimes.
Danny's a legendary rollerblader.
I am one of the great roller hockey guys in the Southwest Metro Denver area.
Oh, I bet.
He told me that once, and I was like, you played hockey? And he was like, well, I was a roller. And I was like...
Roller hockey's not cool?
No,
all
it's
the
not
Mighty
cool.
Ducks movies, they play roller hockey at some point.
The goalie with the knuckle
like, the
part.
First part of the movies is like, let's go get the crew back together. And then they skate through what I think is somewhere in Minnesota.
That's my high school they skated through.
Yeah, see? Jeff's high school. And then like they go to the mall, and they like skate, jump over dudes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's half the movie. So I don't know what you're talking about. And that's on rollerblades, bro.
So. Have you ever thought of doing like ice capades?
No.
No, because you can't skate, probably.
No.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Other interests or hobbies?
I like watching cheerleading.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did cheer, so it's like my thing.
Okay, cool.
How did you get on past like state level cheer? Did you go on to some national stuff or some competitions of that regard?
Yeah, I went to nationals for 3 years in high school. We didn't go my junior year because of COVID, but we went my freshman, sophomore, and senior year.
Were you one of the yelling girls who like would scream something out?
Yeah, we do.
What is that about? I don't ever hear that, and I don't really know what that is. Can you explain that a little
bit? Yes, I can. So for competition, we do a 2-minute, 30-second routine, and there's about like a minute and a half. Well, maybe like a minute of music section where you do like tumbling stunts, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you take a break in between your two music sections to do a cheer. And that's where you yell and stunt.
What kind of things are yelled out?
Well, my freshman year, we did Let's Go Eagles.
Nice. Valor.
And then, no, Vista.
Oh, whoops.
Wrong one.
Whoops.
But my senior year, we did V's Up for Vista, which was my favorite.
Yeah, V's Up.
Was Valor a big rival for you guys?
No, because they're in game day. Our biggest rival when I was in high school was Thunder Ridge.
I knew it. Should have guessed it. I could have guessed that.
Because they were also co-ed.
Do you ever throw that grizzly paw down? Because they're like, down go the Grizzlies, and we're throwing that down, like down horns?
We just send them into hibernation.
Whoa! Okay.
Becker in the back.
When do you go back to school and all that kind of stuff?
I fly back on Monday.
Okay.
Yes.
Be safe and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't got to go anywhere right now. I'm just telling you, like, yeah, good job. You did great work for the crew. Your dad's a good dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is this your new favorite radio show in the whole world?
Oh, for sure.
What about the Jubal show? That's where they do How to Catch a Cheater, you know?
Oh,
and then
I've
they
never
do, like,
that.
Prank. Oh, good. Well, don't, because it's addicting. Stick with us.
Okay.
Man, that Jubal show's good.
You got a Twitter handle or anything?
You got Twitter?
Follow you on, or do you got Insta and all that?
I have Instagram and TikTok.
Are you too cool for Twitter? Is that the deal? Or is Twitter Twitter's for old heads that are like conspiracy theorists?
I don't even know how to log on to Twitter.
I used to run my sorority's Twitter, but I'm not on the social media committee anymore, so I kind of just deleted Twitter.
Do you want
to
give a shout out to any sisters in the house?
Shout out to my roommates.
Okay.
I have 5. I love each and every one of them.
Is that like there's not one like you hate?
No.
You have to hate one of them.
No, I don't.
Is that like a triple bunk bed all in one
sorority
room?
Sorority means like blood in, blood out. You have to love them all. There's
Sisters
no other
life.
Choice. See, there she goes.
Right.
It's a little bit like the Illuminati or like one of those, that grove that they go to, Bohemian Grove.
Right. It's a lot like that. Yeah. No, yeah. It's a little different than that. Sisters for life, that had me. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, I'd just give you one piece of advice, okay?
Okay.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay.
Stick to the rivers
and the lakes that you're used to.
I will do that.
If that makes sense. And if it doesn't, then, you know, T-Boz can help you and and Chili can help you. But not.
Maybe you come on.
Left,
like
I can't help you with that.
Now and then, even from there, as some kind of correspondent for us.
Yeah, our SEC correspondent.
You could do some kind of corresponding stuff for us. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you wish that Missouri was in the Big 12?
No.
Or do you like that they're in the SEC?
SEC, brother.
The Big 12 don't.
No. You want to be in the SEC. Yeah. CU wishes they were in the SEC, bro. Not
Dr. Kenny Burson said the most brilliant thing last night. The dentist, you know, the Denver Dentist.
I've heard of
him.
I've heard of him.
Go check him out, 2190 East 17th Avenue.
Yeah.
He said the University of Texas ruined the Big 12 twice in the last 10 years.
Interesting.
By their network.
By their network,
making
one time,
Nebraska...
Yep.
And Texas A&M and Missouri leave. And now by leaving the SEC themselves.
Interesting. But here's the best thing about the Big 12.
It was brilliant.
There's a whole region there with powerhouse programs.
Like with the state of Missouri
new powerhouse programs that are developing as those. The Oklahomas and the Texases leave.
We miss
the whole
them
region
in the Big 12. We miss them.
I hear you. All right. I think that's kind of it. Jazzy, you got to get to Alex to wrap this show up. You've been a total pro. Good job. I wish you the best. Let us know if you need anything, okay? I'm a bit of a legend in Denver.
Legend might be strong.
Folk hero.
Okay.
So just kind of remember that. If you need anything, we got you, okay?
Okay.
And if you're going to buy a house, I'd say check out Kai Coleman's team.
Oh, yeah, because that's happening.
And if you're going to buy a new sorority house, use Kai and she'll...
Yeah.
Right, whatever.
Right by DU.
Do you want last thing about the sorority? Okay. Do you guys, is it like pitch perfect? Do you guys like sing and do competitions and stuff?
No, we do.
I have like a fat girl.
We compete for homecoming and Greek week.
So
we get paired with fraternities and we compete against other pairings.
You guys ever do case races?
Shoot.
No.
It's bananas.
Back in my day, we'd have to finish a case of beer and do races.
Show that again. It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Is that the yell part of our cheer?
Yes.
Nice. Hey, throw up that V.
Is that kind of a cheer thing?
Throw up that V for Vista.
No, hey. Tiger. Fight Tiger.
M-I-Z.
Let's go.
Z-O-U.
Maybe we'll come to Mizone and do that Tiger walk with you.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff doesn't.
What is that? Is that like a walk like Tiger Woods
tell
thing?
Tell him about the Tiger walk real quick.
Well, are you talking about the one that happens your freshman and senior year?
Yes.
Okay, so your freshman year, you walk through the columns mm-hmm. facing campus, and mm-hmm. that's like your entry into college.
Oh, man.
Then your senior year, oh, and you get like ice cream. It's like the famous Tiger Stripe ice cream. Stripe ice cream. Then your
really
senior year, you walk back through the columns with facing the other way, and you get a like Whoa. Beer. And they
like
say
beer.
That it's the most expensive beer you'll ever pay for because you had to go through all of college to get it.
Oh.
See that?
I love what we're doing.
I know.
Yep. I want to go to Missouri.
Me too.
I'm kind of bummed my mom and dad didn't really tell me about like Division I schools and stuff growing up. I just kind of went to a little D3 one. Had a good time.
After it's all said and done, I'm super...
I kind of wish I went to
Super
Wisconsin.
Wish I would have done homework in high school and stuff.
I mean, if I would have gone to the University of Iowa or something like that.
I could have been playing like Rafael Nadal this weekend and been one of the greats.
Right.
You know what I mean? That would have been like Federer, Sampras, Danny Williams,
Boris
Nadal,
Becker,
and then like Michael Chang. People would be like, is that Chang or Williams? And I'd be like.
I don't see so well. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
All right, good awesome. Job, Jazzy. We got to wrap this bad boy up. Alex, you ready to
take the rest of the
send
week
us
off.
Home?
I will.
Okay, we got no time left. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate the interaction and the participation. Crew back there behind the glass, Alex and Jazzy. Jamie for coming in today. We've had Coach Z this last week. Did we have someone yesterday? Who was here yesterday? Nobody?
Nobody.
Tomorrow will be...
Oh, Kathy Sabin was here yesterday.
I knew it.
Yeah, we got to thank Kathy.
Come on.
Thanks, Kathy.
They're interviewing the great Danny Bailey in there right now.
Right.
Asking him about...
all of his recent successes.
All the stuff he does for Eric Goodman. for Alex Becker, Jazzy Martinez, Jeff Gersh.
Thank you.
I am Danny Williams. I appreciate you. And you know we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Good night, Sheila.
Night.
I'll never forget last night.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Sheila. I'll never forget tonight.
Bye, Terry.
Right on, whatever. Go inside. Bye, Sheila. See you, Terry. Bye, Sheila. I don't know if you heard me.
Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila.
Truth. New watch alert.